Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Weekend Edition with Big Al and Corey Fleck. I want to welcome in everybody. We are in an interesting situation right now. For some of the newer listeners on the newer radio stations, you know, we talk a lot about hard assets and politics on this particular show. And in the hard assets sector, when you talk specifically about gold and silver, everyone is very aware of the fact that we're in a bit, understatement of the day, of a bear market for gold right now. Gold has slipped in the last, in the last year or so, down to where we're trading around $1,200 an ounce right now, up from I don't want to say significantly higher levels, but up from, let's say, the low $1,300 per ounce level. And a lot of people are very worried. There are a lot of doomsayers out there. And my opinion, after having been in this industry for about 30 years, 35 years, is this too shall pass. If you don't believe in the cyclical nature of the hard asset market, you really should not be in that particular market. We're starting out the show today with Wendell Zerbe. Wendell is the president of Exeter Resources. Prior to that, he was a director of research mining for Canaccord, a major mining firm in Canada, probably the largest, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of investment banking and general involvement in the mining industry. As an analyst, what did you learn about the cyclical nature of this particular market, and do you believe that's what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, there's many different aspects of the cyclical nature of this business, and I think the key thing that I learned over the years was, and this is through the experience of running through the highs in a cycle, a metal cycle, a mining equity cycle, a junior cycle. They all sort of go through their iterations, and they're all correlated in some way, and they're all driven by different mechanisms. But I think the key thing is that without a doubt, it is a cyclical industry that, you know, you'll have your euphoric upside followed by periods of sometimes horrific downside. And, you know, when I look back, and especially in association with more of the speculative side of the business, because on the speculative side, I mean, it really is dictated by investor sentiment and driven by certain types of events. Gold pricing is one event. Sometimes it's a mineral discovery that starts driving the cycle from bottom levels to the upside runs. But without a doubt, when you look at the cycles, I would say dealing with, again, the metal market and the more speculative side, the worst downside in terms of timing is usually about 5 years. What we're already in this down cycle today is we're 4 years into this down cycle. We've started to see what I would call some consolidation in the different mining equities. And I think we've also seen a number of scenarios where, even despite the fact that you're getting gold sort of bottoming out, you're not seeing the equities going in the same direction. We do still have mixed markets in the gold equities and the base metal equities, and part of that is dictated by some of the news that's coming out of the mid-cap and majors. But again, I think what we really do need to see is we need to see a scenario where we have some investors have some idea of where gold may be going. I don't necessarily think it has to go to much higher levels than where it's at, but I think we've got to get a comfort that that these majors are performing well, that they're not going to be coming back with mine operations dropping off the face of the earth. And then what I think we really need is, and you never know exactly what it is, but there's usually some sort of catalyst that drives drives investors into the mid-caps and majors, and then they follow down into the juniors, created by an event that suggests that things are going to get better and they've got this potential for further upside. So bottom side of the cycle now, 4 years into it, 5 years at the worst for the juniors. So I think selectively, you know, buying equities at this level in the cycle is prudent, as long as you're buying the right kind of equities, equities with good management, good projects, some sort of strength on the balance sheet to sort of get your way through the bottom of this cycle. And from there, I think, you know, there's terrific upside for investors that have that patience.
Wendell, I'm glad that you brought up the term catalyst for the industry, because Al and I spent some time this past week in Vancouver chatting with a lot of people deeply, I guess, personally involved in the mining industry. And a lot of people were saying, you know, it's been a really tough four plus years. And people are skeptical in the aspect of what's going to be that catalyst, that driver that brings people back into the market. Right now, we're still seeing a lot of money flow into tech. We're seeing a lot of money just flow into the conventional markets. Do you personally think that we need another, say, big discovery to get people back into the markets, or do we need maybe some more M&A activity? Essentially, from your eyes, what do you think this major catalyst could be in the future?
Well, it's a difficult question, and it's an easy question. So if you go back historically, and we'll just start with the easy part of it, you go back historically and look what really drove new sort of investment cycles. And again, I'm dealing with sort of the smaller cap side of the business. I would say 7 out of 10 times it was driven by some sort of discovery. Whether it was Voisey's Bay or the diamond discoveries in the north or the false discovery at Briex, you know, those kind of events are events that draw investors to the sector because of the terrific upside that they start to see in these companies that have this success. I think the other aspect, however, is that you really never know how these things manifest themselves. And a discovery is often made, there's some interest behind it, but then it's the M&A behind it that really draws investors in. You know, in several occasions, it's driven by metal markets going higher. But usually that catalyst does come out of left field, and usually it comes at a time when there's been some success for the few people that are staying in the industry, and all of a sudden it draws in new investors because they see the success that those have had.
Well, to wrap this thing up here, we've only got about a minute left here. Tell us what is happening or what's happened of late with Exeter and the Caspique property and any other work that you're doing. We only do have a minute here.
So thanks, Al. You know, Exeter Resources trade in New York and on the TSX. Our main project is in Chile. It's a very, very large gold copper project, but it's also a project that has a starter zone, so you can start it small and then get very big with this deposit. On a world scale, it's one of the biggest that are out there. So, you know, we're a junior company that holds a very large asset. It's in a very safe jurisdiction. We've continued to de-risk it. One of those catalysts has been to find a water source for the project. We will be coming out with news actually next week, even talking more about our water, but we're very confident that the water scenario is improving for us. And we've got a decent balance sheet. So the combination of management, asset, balance sheet lowers that risk for investors. So we think the long-term prospects for our shareholders are very good. And we just continue to try to do the best things to create value.
All right. Well, Wendell, thank you for taking some time with us. It's always great chatting to company executives who also understand the industry that they're in and understand that it is a cyclical industry. Wendell, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. We're going to do the next couple of segments with Michael Belkin. Corey and I are chatting with Mike right now, and Doc is listening in. And, Doc, you can certainly come in and ask any questions at any point in time. I want to start out talking a little bit about the conventionals, Mike, in the sense that the Standard & Poor's 500 Q4 reported earnings are down 6% year over year, with 75% of the companies reporting. Okay, that's 17% below what the consensus expected several months ago, which is just a direct quote from the Belkin report dated February 9th. You say this is no fluke. The global boom is kaput. Chinese imports are down 20% year on year, and the stronger U.S. dollar is deflating corporate revenues and earnings. You want to chat about that a little bit?
Yeah, so they were looking, the consensus, last time I looked at the Standard & Poor's a couple months ago, they had $30 for Q4 reported earnings. It's below 25. So it's down, like you said, that's down 17%. So the stronger dollar is one big thing. The dollar's up something like 8% or something over the last, few months, last year, 9 months or so. And, so any earnings that any corporation makes overseas is worth less. And our U.S. products are less competitive because they cost more too. So it's a double whammy. That's going to continue to hit the top and bottom line for corporations. And, the stock market is a discounting mechanism for future earnings. That's what it does. And it's, besides for being a playground for central bank, monetary policy, where people, all they care about is QE, I think really the most important thing is the direction of the business cycle. And when companies can't really deny anymore that their earnings, that their results are falling. And, I have to say something about one big prop in the stock market has been corporate buybacks of their own shares, which I think ought to be illegal. After the 1929 crash, that was one of the things, the pools were supporting their own shares. That was one of the things I thought that was maybe illegal. Somehow it's come back, and these guys that are paid, $50, $100 million a year, they award themselves a bunch of options, they dilute the shares of the company, and then they ramp the stock price up using shareholder money. And not only that, they're using borrowed money. So they're leveraging the future of the company to ramp for short-term stock price gains. This is 1929 kind of pool behavior. I think it's going to end in tears. In the meantime, I think the economy will continue to weaken, and corporations will have a harder time doing that kind of stuff. So some stock buyback programs have been canceled already. Oil companies, IBM. So when companies miss, have a big earnings miss, the first thing that gets canceled is share buybacks. So it's all kind of negative for the stock market. I'm feeling kind of befuddled because here we are, the stock market is flirting with all time high as we speak, in the Dow and the S&P and NASDAQ, not by much, not all time high in the NASDAQ. It's well below its 2000 peak, but the other indexes, they're sort of back where they were in late November, early December. I don't think it's going to last. I don't think it's a breakout. I think it's time. I think you're better off selling the market, on rallies.
Well, Michael, there is just such a big disconnect out there right now because we are seeing lower earnings reported, but yet we're seeing the S&P, as we're recording this on Friday, reaching a marginal new high. So it's clear that the traders that are in the markets and all these big banks that are getting essentially interest-free money just continue to dump this money into the market. So the path of least resistance continues to be up for the markets, but what's going to change that? What is the central banks going to do, or will the economy actually start to play a role in these big investors' minds when they are considering, should I put my money into the S&P or should I put my money into a different sector?
First of all, I think the market is warped by central bank behavior. So we know that central banks buy S&P 500 futures. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has a program specifically designed to encourage central bank participation. Supposedly the Fed doesn't do it, but the Swiss bank does it, the Israeli bank does it, the this bank, all kinds of banks, the Central Bank of Hong Kong, who knows. So the stock market, they perceive to be a way to manipulate public opinion to keep people complacent. And what I think, I'm firmly convinced that this complacency is misplaced and that the mood of the market will change based on the what we talked about previously about economic weakness and company weakness. And people will say, oh, my God, when we start getting a lot of company misses and warnings, then the mood of the market will change, and all these little things that are, you know, creating marginal new highs and, you know, will turn out to be false dawns, I think. So there is one opportunity that I do see at the moment is in energy. So I have energy as a new outperform candidate. In the U.S. and in Europe, energy stocks that are down, you know, 50-75%, I think they could have a dead cat bounce, three-month view. So, yes, there's a lot of problems in individual companies. Some individual oil exploration companies will probably go bankrupt for sure, you know. So I'm not saying go out and buy the losers that are going to disappear. I think the sector, there's an ETF, XLE. I think that that is really bombed out, and I think it could outperform the market, three-month view, by a lot.
I want to get into that, Corey, if you don't mind, in the next segment where Mike is still going to be in studio with us. But I want to say you made an interesting point to me, and it should be to more than just me, and that is you're talking about how the complacency in the United States and perhaps in other parts of the world that is being created by the news about the stock market, I think that's a very important thing that people need to understand. Now, the question that I have is what we're talking about right now initially in this segment about the drop in the S&P and some of the other things that you're talking about, you've got to be a pretty sophisticated investor to even know that that's what's going on, you know. And I would say that 75% of this country definitely don't fall into that category. And you have to, at the risk of sounding dramatic, you know, you got to quell the masses. And I think if the news were really out there right now about what you and I and Corey and Doc are chatting about, I think you'd see some very, very different headlines, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, the individuals have been net sellers of the stock market for a long time. So actually, they might be smarter than the institutions. So my clients, I advise hedge funds and investment banks and all kinds of, you know, big institutions around the world. And they're like, I call it Stockholm syndrome. You know what Stockholm syndrome is? It's where the captives identify with the captor. You know, you get, if somebody kidnaps you, you start identifying with them. So the professional investors have been, you know, they're like captives of the Federal Reserve and other central banks, because if they don't play along with this game, they lose their jobs or their investors pull their money, right?
Right.
So a lot of my clients know that this thing is a bubble, and that's what it is. You know, a bubble is based on artificially low interest rates and artificially high credit conditions. That's what happened. That's what the South Sea bubble was about. Go back and look at any bubble in history. There's always some excess credit, you know, fueling speculation. And that's what's happening now. But these guys, so it's not the individual investors so much as it is the institutional portfolio managers. And they're, you know, they're very cynical. I mean, they're jaded. They're playing the game, but they're sitting on the edge of their chair. And, you know, I go around and see people in London and stuff, and they know, you know, people in New York, big hedge funds, they know when this thing starts trading down, they'll be, believe me, they'll be selling. They will be, you know, they're just looking for technical levels to break. So they're playing along with the game and waiting to, you know, it'll be like the herd of wildebeest.
Totally. Mike, we got to take a real quick break here so the stations can make their announcements.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition here on the Corlin Economics Report. Still joined by Michael Belkin. Michael, we were chatting about the conventional markets last segment. This segment, I want to shift our focus a little bit into energy and precious metals. Right now, we've had oil come back a fair bit from that low that it put in a couple weeks ago, trading north of $50 a barrel right now. We've seen some huge volatility in the energy sector. You mentioned last segment that you like the energy sector kind of as a whole, at least for a short-term trade. You still think that a lot of these companies will show weakness due to this lower oil price, but overall, are we just a little bit oversold in the whole energy sector so that money will flow back in, but let's not leave it in there for too long?
Yeah, that's exactly my outlook. So, you know, you got to be nimble as a trader, as an investor. And I'm not, you know, I'm not fast money. I'm just talking about day trades or daily trades with a 2 or 3 day view. I'm not used for that. That kind of stuff is not my specialty at all. What I help institutions do is position for, you know, major moves in things. And I think the oil energy sector is pretty well bombed out, and it's sitting. If you look at the XLE, which is the ETF for the S&P 500 energy sector, which is a broadly diversified basket of energy stocks, it's sitting right on its 200-week average, which is pretty good support zone, and usually you get a bounce there. And in relative terms to the index, it's way below its 200-week average, and so you kind of bounce. It could bounce back up to it. That's would be XLA divided by the S&P 500, and that's up, you know, 20. That's up 29%. So I think, you know, I'm looking for a 20 to 30% relative move in energy relative to the index. So let me just say there are other sectors of the market that I think are vulnerable. And they are the ones that are currently popular. You know, Apple's hitting new highs, and I've been wrong on that stock, but the tech sector, to me, is topping. So I have a forecast model. This is what I do. I have a statistical way of looking at things. And my model says that the tech sector is topping. And one particular part of the tech sector is biotech, which has been on fire, of course, for about a year or so. And I think biotech, my model says that the biotech stocks are finally topping out. And a lot of these companies are just a wing and a prayer, right? There's no, they're just burning up investors' money in biotech land. They hope for an FDA approval of something they're working on. And if they don't get it, it just goes poof. The stock goes down 70% or something. So I think the biotech sector is vulnerable. The technology sector is vulnerable. And what I'm advising hedge funds to do is a long short position, long energy short tech. So you can do that with ETFs, long XLE. Short XLK, that's long energy short tech.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you on one point, and I'm not saying this, you know, necessarily because I have a vested interest in it, but I think some of the biotech companies out there, if they truly get to the point where they're trying to go, I think that they could represent good investments. But boy, there's an awful lot of them out there that don't fall into that category. Let's switch over, if you don't mind, into precious metals. Last time you were on the show, the headline of your article in the Belkin Report, that particular for that time frame, was short the financials, go long gold. And I was looking at your February 9th issue, and you're still pretty bullish on gold. You're saying that a lot of the gold mining companies are some of the best performers right now in stock markets around the world. You want to elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, so I still have that spread on. That's early, so I do this forecasting. I just plug it into the model right now. And, yeah, I would long GDX, short XLF, so that's another spread. I think the gold stocks are the most bombed-out sector of the market. Even, you know, like energy, I'm looking for a bounce, you know, and then I don't know what after that, that remains to be seen. Gold stocks is another story. I think that, you know, the XAU index is back to its level of 1983, so 30-something years, 32 years ago. Like, what other asset can you buy that's at the same level as 30 years ago? So if you like to buy things that are down, gold stocks are in that category for sure. And I have an upward forecast for them. And, you know, there's been a huge rally in the Australians this year. People don't really look at that. But, I mean, I think last time I looked, the index that I have is up 30, 40%. And it looks to me like they're just starting to move. So I have a list. You know, the ones at the top of my list are not the real juniors. There's things like Coeur d'Alene, Harmony, Agnico, Anglo Gold, Newmont. You know, sort of the stalwart companies, companies that big institutions would buy. So I think that this is gold stocks are in the path of progress as the market gradually tops out and tech begins to roll over and things that have worked for people stop working, which is already happening, by the way. Defensive has outperformed massively over the last 12 months. It's a total bear market rotation. Things like utilities have outperformed the index massively in the U.S. and Europe. So anyways, the portfolio managers, I think they will begin to look at this, look for things that are down, and look to accumulate. And those are I think gold stocks are very attractive, and that they will be targets of accumulation by big institutional investors.
Ben, well, I want to be real clear on one thing. When you're talking about gold stocks, you're talking about the larger companies. You mentioned Coeur d'Alene Mines. We're doing a little bit of work indirectly with Coeur d'Alene Mines. You know, that's a pretty solid company. Doc, I know you're real keen on Hecla, among other things. Those are the companies that you're talking about, correct?
Yeah, but the whole sector, I mean, those are the ones I do the model relative. So I try to find stocks within the gold space that will outperform. And those are the ones that are coming up at the top of my list. Also the Australians, which, as I said, were even more bombed out than anything anywhere. And any of the gold stocks, I think the Australians were the most nuked. And they've begun to come back out of deeply, deeply liquidated, oversold positions. So I do like the major ones, but I also like the top 20 cap. I have a list, we don't have time to go through the whole list, but certain ones out of the top 20, 25 Australian largest cap gold stocks.
Now, Michael, I'd have to agree with you that my sweet spot, I think, for the gold stocks, at least right now, are these mid-tier and slightly larger companies that are producing either gold or silver or some sort of metal. Because right now, when you look at it from an outside perspective, yes, gold and silver aren't skyrocketing higher, but at least they're trading in a range. So it gives these companies a goal that says, okay, look, we know that gold and silver is right in this area, so let's figure out how we can pull these metals out of the ground, make money at these current prices, which is also, I believe, helped by these lower energy costs, because that is a huge input for a lot of these companies. And we all saw when energy was expensive, these companies were having a lot of trouble producing these metals. But now with lower energy costs, I believe that these companies should be able to get their costs under control, and that should be reflected in better revenue numbers, which another should bring more investors into this realm, I think.
Yes, that's totally true, Corey. And just from the big picture, you should think about the fact that interest rates are now negative, starting in Switzerland, Denmark, and now Sweden. They have negative interest rates. They're intentionally, I mean, who could have thunk of this, you know? I mean, this is their monetary policy to make. As the economy turns down and you have these unconventional monetary policies, if the stock market turns down, I think that the gold stocks will trade the opposite of the stock market. And it's in the path of progress, because if they've got negative interest rates now, before times are really rough, they only have one tool left. You know, U.S. interest rates are at zero, and QE, they'll be back to printing money and having negative interest rates and all that kind of stuff if the economy weakens, because that's all they know how to do is print more money. So, So think about gold. What if gold has really bottomed and gold stocks have really bottomed, which is that's my opinion. You can just look forward. There's going to be more money printing, and the price of gold will begin to rise. And like you said, the companies that produce gold and silver, their revenues and earnings will start going up, and that's why they will become attractive to institutional investors.
You know, I got to tell you, you're one of the brightest guys we have on this show, and I find it interesting that you are as open-minded as you are about all the sectors. I think that the one thing that people investors do incorrectly, is they get really enthusiastic about one particular sector, you know, whether it's gold, whether it's energy, what have you, and they forget the concept that we've been preaching on this show for a long, long time of diversification. And I think you have to look at the markets in total. You got to look at every single sector. You got to listen to people like Michael Belkin out there. And you get more information about the Belkin Report. It is really one of the good ones. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, we're focusing on two or three companies in this particular show. We're doing that because we want you folks to be fully informed about situations that we think have some real potential. One that we're, Corey and I and Dr. Post and I have been following for quite some time now is a company called Miraculins. Miraculins is a Canadian company that has a, I guess I'd have to, from a layman's standpoint, call it a testing facility for diabetes that is now in trials in Canada. It's in trials in a, they have FDA Canadian approval, for lack of better terms, but it's now involved in in-store trials. And this is a huge, huge step, in my opinion, in the right direction. We initially started working with Miraculins back in December. Our question for Chris Morrow, the president who's on the line with us right now, was, show me, what can you have accomplished by the end of February? And Chris's comment was, in-store trials will have begun by then, where in fact they have. Doc, where would you go with this thing?
Well, where I would go with it, Al, is I've always said the important thing for this company, now that they have a proven product, is the distribution of it, and whether it is through drugstore chains or through a wellness concept within companies. It's got to be done at this point in time, and that's where they're going to get their stability as far as credibility for this product. Sure, they have China waiting in the wings potentially, but I think this is an area that's so important for them at the current time. And would you agree with that, Chris?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, and I think that the issue in Canada, because we've talked about three markets, we've talked about family practice offices, retail, food pharmacy, and workplace wellness screening. The typical medical device that goes into a family practice office requires reimbursement. And in a country like Canada that has socialized medicine, people aren't used to, Canadians aren't used to going in and paying at their doctor for any type of a test. And so that's a different path. It's there for us, but I don't want to wait for revenue. We're going to work, chip away at the classic path for revenue for a medical device. In trying to gain immediate revenue, we're focusing on the two other segments we've talked about. So that's retail pharmacy, food pharmacy, retail pharmacy chains, and workplace screening. I mentioned this morning that we started our pilot in Level Drugs in one of their stores in Oshawa. The pilot began at about 10 a.m. and in a very short time period, not only are we seeing some very good volume in terms of people getting the Scout testing and getting screened, but also the return on investment that we were hoping to identify, those statistics or the results are already showing. And so we've got a very happy pharmacy chain. We've begun this. It's taken us a lot of time, all of the different components, because we're not just sitting there screening people. And I think, Al, you referred to this as a pilot, and that's correct.
Now, the way this thing is going to work ultimately, not only from a humanitarian standpoint, because I think you've got a very, very valuable product here, but also I can see an awful lot of ways that this can benefit a pharmacy aside from helping out humanity, but in a monetary standpoint. Can you elaborate on that, Chris?
Sure. Well, so we've talked about the fact that 5% of the population is type 2 diabetic and doesn't know it, and they represent $3,000 a year to a pharmacy. So if we can identify those patients and they're going to be faithful to that pharmacy that helped screen them, that's a revenue source for the pharmacy. The pre-diabetic patient, 25% of the population, 90% of them don't know they're pre-diabetic. They spend about $800 a year in additional for products that are health-related. The pharmacy has a chance to market to that segment. While we're doing these pilots, we're also working with the pharmacy team in this drugstore chain, pharmacy chain, to help identify and get them to use other reimbursable services that the pharmacy offers. As an example, in Ontario pharmacies up here in Canada, they can provide vaccinations. So we'll be interacting with the customer or the patient while they're getting their Scout test. We're going to say to them, did you know the pharmacy does inoculations or vaccinations? No, I didn't. Go and see the pharmacist. We're going to ask them as part of our routine questions whether they're on more than three or more medications. And if they are, then we're going to move them to the pharmacist as well, because the pharmacy can do a meds check and charge the Ontario Medicare upwards of $60 per patient. So at the end of the day, we're also asking patients what they would pay for this test, $5 to $10, $10 to $15. You know, I'm on a data hunt here. I want to find out. At the end of the day, we may also charge patients for the tests in different settings, not necessarily the pharmacy. So we're trying to establish value. We're trying to get to the bottom of what the return can be for a pharmacy if they lease or rent the Scout kiosk and run the clinic in their store. And those are the hard numbers that we're going to come to after we've concluded our pilot with this 10 store chain.
Well, Chris, another avenue that you're taking this device down is also going to kind of corporate testing. I know that you've had a few meetings about 2 weeks ago with some pretty big name websites and brokerage houses around Vancouver. And you brought the Scout in there and would test people in the workplace. And some of the responses and testimonials you got were actually quite impressive. Can you share at least one or two of those with our audience, please?
When I was in Vancouver, as a CEO of a publicly traded company, I'm often on the road promoting and telling the story to brokerage houses. And what I've been doing to stand out is offering these brokerage houses a free diabetes screening clinic for their staff. Usually I'll present a lunch, brokers come and listen to the story, or analysts or researchers, but in the morning we'll provide a few Scout machines and staff to screen. The staff love it. There's no cost to them. There's no blood draw. It's non-invasive and they don't have to fast. And so usually by the time I get to my broker lunch, there's a lot of energy and excitement. And the staff who come to get tested, they go back to their cubicle and they tell the person beside them. So workplace screening, not just for corporate, but large employers, 500 employees plus in North America, spend on average $397 on their employee for smoking cessation. They subsidize health care memberships. And so the additional nominal cost of screening them, the Scout machines are very mobile. We can attend in the offices or at the factories, and in 3 to 5 minutes, we can have somebody screened, educate them on diabetes. If they're borderline or elevated, get them to go and see their physician, and we've had amazing results. So there is a company in Vancouver that maybe a lot of your listeners will know called Stockhouse. And I was meeting the Stockhouse group and decided to offer them a free clinic. And one VP showed a very elevated score on the Scout. And so, as I would with all of the patients that get screened, my advice was to go and see his physician. He was very shocked. He thought he was in great shape and was incredulous, actually. But the next day booked a visit with his physician. He had his lab work done. He did his 12-hour fasting plasma glucose test, and the doctor's office called him back immediately, told him that his numbers were dramatically elevated, his glucose levels, matching the Scout score, and told the this chap that if he didn't, that they would give him 1 month to try to get his sugar levels under control through diet and exercise, or he would have to go on insulin. So he wrote one heck of a testimony. I mean, he said that there were two or three other people in the office who scored elevated that went to see their physician, and they were in the borderline zone of the test, and they too were confirmed by their physicians, and the whole office is talking about diabetes. They're talking about making changes. Some of them even have a pool going on as to who can lose some weight. And so even though this is just a one-off, but I have done screening clinics at probably upwards now of 15 to 20 brokerage houses and different companies. It's this kind of data that I know I can scale, and there'll be thousands of companies in North America that we want to bring the Scout to and screen their employees right there at the workplace.
You know, the comment that I would make on this is that it strikes me as being very, very attractive for two reasons. Number one, as I said at the outset here, from a humanitarian standpoint, and that's not to say that the medical community is doing a great job in terms of diabetes screening, but the fact of the matter is, if individuals can take a little responsibility and effectively determine if they're at risk, and this is a way to do that, of course that's going to help people in general. Secondly, from a business standpoint, it is a great service that you're offering to the various drug chains, food chains, whatever, in that these particular devices will bring people into those retail outlets, and when they come into those retail outlets, they come in and they will obviously spend a little bit of money. So I have to tell you, this is not investment advice, but this is one of the more interesting companies, and I think you should just take a look at it and make up your own mind that I've seen in quite some time. I'm going to take a real quick break here, then we're going to be back with the second hour of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.